It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A $106.3 billion spending bill gives Texas public schools roughly the same amount of money as classrooms get now, and the bill is headed to the Senate. The proposed Texas budget adopted today by the Senate Finance Committee also continues spending $800 million on border security and puts more dollars into the state's beleaguered child welfare system. Public schools want the Republican-controlled legislature to spend more on classrooms. That's after the Texas Supreme Court last summer ruled that the state school finance system was constitutional but flawed. But even Republican Governor Greg Abbott is having difficulty bringing education dollars from lawmakers for his pre-kindergarten initiative. More than 150 people, including former First Lady Laura Bush, gathered at SMU last night for a conversation about refugees around the world. A conversation comes as President Trump's revised travel ban is on hold. The ban would affect travel from six majority Muslim countries. KERA's Lauren Silverman reports on the local impact of a global crisis.
When you hear there are more than 60 million refugees and displaced people across the world, it's overwhelming.
Every 24 seconds, one more person is displaced from their home by conflict around the world.
David Miliband is president of the International Rescue Committee. He says the statistics are almost numbing.
Stalin said that one person's death is a tragedy and a million people's death is a statistic. The danger is that refugees go from being a tragedy to being a statistic because of the numbers. So we have to beware the dehumanization of this population.
For Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, the plight of some immigrants and refugees became human when his own 8-year-old daughter, watching TV one afternoon, asked him why kids from Central America, now in the U.S., were being put in what looked like jail cells.
And that's because that's what we do with people when they come across the border without the proper authorization. And then my daughter responded, "But Daddy, these aren't people, these are children."
After that, in 2014, Jenkins made plans to help shelter undocumented migrant children in Dallas County. More recently, he's been outspoken supporting efforts to resettle refugees in Texas, even though some say it might cost him politically. According to the latest poll by the Texas Tribune and University of Texas, a majority in the state support banning Syrian refugees and blocking individuals from some countries from entering the U.S.
There are certainly times to listen to popular opinion, but when it comes to children that are 6, 8, 10 years old who've been stuck in holding pattern refugee centers for 2 years before they finally get here, when you see that, I don't think you can look at polling or what the majority thinks, because the first and foremost job of all of us is service and service to everybody.
Refugee Services of Texas has helped settle more than 1,200 refugees across the state since September. The majority come from countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Over 70% of these refugees are women and children. Since the U.S. refugee program was formalized in 1980, the International Rescue Committee points out, there has never been a deadly terrorist attack committed by a refugee in the country. Still, in pockets across Texas,
there's a lot of fear about this issue.
That's Rick Chalk, who was in the audience at SMU. He drove nearly 2 hours to share his experience in the small town of Grosbeck.
You know, when I talk to family, when I talk to friends, I'm on board with this. It's important to me in my life, but I have family and friends that have legitimate questions about this out of a sincere concern. And I don't know how to answer those questions.
International Rescue Committee President David Miliband said those questions are common, and information about the vetting system, about how refugees are placed in the community, can all be found online at rescue.org.
It's completely legitimate for people to ask questions. We want a good security vetting system. I'd like it to be faster. I wish people didn't have to wait for 18 to 24 months to get through it, but it's completely reasonable for there to be a proper vetting system.
Near the end of the event, a young girl named Zaineb Ali stood up to ask her own question.
Well, I know a lot of grown-ups help with all of the refugee crisis, but can kids help too?
Judge Clay Jenkins told Ali, yes, go make friends and play with refugees who've been resettled here. After all, many of them are kids too. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
White Rabbit, Red Rabbit is a play with a crazy premise. The actor starts it without ever having read it. He or she is just handed the script and begins. White Rabbit has been staged in nearly 50 countries. Fort Worth's Amphibian Productions is giving the play its North Texas premiere. KERA's Jerome Weeks asked the playwright and a performer why anyone would stage a play like this.
One reason the playwright Nassim Soleimanpour created his play White Rabbit, Red Rabbit is he couldn't get a passport to travel outside Iran. He'd refused to fulfill his country's mandatory national service. So, trapped in Tehran, he figured a way to let his play travel. There's no director, no rehearsal. A different performer, every show, gets an envelope with the script inside, opens it, and begins a play he or she has never read. But Soleimanpour's passport problems have led many to think White Rabbit is just an outcry against Iran's repressive Islamic regime. In fact, he says, when White Rabbit debuted in America in 2011,
the emails that I was receiving were like, we know things are very hard in Iran, we know this is what you're talking about, and if I could reply, there was a moment that I gave up. I was just like, I can't write to everyone, tell everyone that, hey, it's not just about Iran.
But then recently, America had a presidential election.
Now I receive many emails from people in your country telling me like, wow, this is about the States. And I'm like, eventually after 7 years, you know? So yeah, it's very political, but it's a very general phenomenon, what the play is talking about.
With its story about rabbits and bears and crows, White Rabbit is actually like an Aesop's fable about learned obedience. Ironically, after all of Soleimanpour's passport troubles, it turned out he has such poor eyesight, he couldn't have done his national service anyway. These days, he lives in Berlin. So being stuck in Iran may have prompted the playwright to head down this particular political rabbit hole. But Soleimanpour says he actually wanted to realize ideas he'd long had about theater, about keeping it fresh.
I was always obsessed with what happens in rehearsals in comparison with performances. I always thought rehearsals, more fun, we make mistakes, we laugh, and then it becomes stale. And we share the stale bread with the audience.
Hence, a new actor every night. In Fort Worth, there'll be just 5 performers this week, doing just 1 show each. White Rabbit even includes places where the actor ad-libs and interacts with the audience, so each show is a bit unpredictable. But why would an actor want to perform a show like this? It's set up as a cold reading. That's when you just plunge through a script, unprepared. But here, you're doing this in public, with no direction and no other actors for help. Accidents are going to happen.
There's a little bit of anxiety about it, but the mystery attracted me to it, you know?
Cameron Smith is not a professional actor. He's a Fort Worth musician and producer, best known for his rock band, War Party. Yet he's one of the performers enacting White Rabbit at Amphibian.
I've done some acting like in front of a camera, but I assume that the script would have a lot to do with audience reaction just because, you know, they ask someone who's not really an actor to do it.
That's the lesson Soleimanpour says he's taken from all this. He's created a story that fits almost any country and a play that works, no matter who reads it.
What we've experienced so far is that the text finds a way to become friends with the performers and with the audience. And hey, if there's one thing that I learned out of these projects is that people are way smart. You know, if you just trust them, they know what to do.
Well, actually, not until the performer tears open that envelope and starts to read. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Amphibian Productions presents 5 performances of White Rabbit, Red Rabbit this week. The Dallas Theater Center will stage the play next year. We have more details at artandseek.org. And finally, a programming note. KERA will air a special program from NPR that recaps the Senate judiciary proceedings of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. It starts at 7 tonight. That's about 30 minutes from now here on KERA 90.1. Partly cloudy skies later tonight. Should be a low around 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high around 85. And tomorrow night, cloudy, 20% chance of rain. Should be a low around 65. It's currently 82 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 77 in Tyler, and 81 in Wichita Falls. At 6:30, this is KERA News.